So for the people who were not present at the beginning of the session, I'm going to introduce myself again. My name is Mehnaz Kargar. I'm doing PhD in Department of Horticulture at Auburn University. And I would like to talk about a part of my dissertation with the title of Enzymatic Browning of Genomically Diverse Banana Cultivars During Post-Harvest Storage. Diabetes, cancer, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's are the main health issues of the current century. We are all involved with this disease, and no one is 100% safe. Either we are struggling with this disease, or we know someone around us suffering from them. But this disease could be manageable somehow. The key is having a healthy daily diet full of antioxidants. Based on the World Health Organization, or WHO, it is recommended to have at least 400 grams of fruits and vegetables per day to be healthy. And one of these healthy foods, which has been under a lot of attention recently, is banana. Per capita consumption of fresh banana for the United States, it is 28.04 pounds. In terms of nutrition, banana is the fourth most important food after rice, wheat, and maize. Banana is considered as a staple food. It's pretty cheap and it's pretty available everywhere. The commercial banana cultivar, which is known by everyone and you can find it in every grocery store shelves, is known as Cavendish and named Williams. It is a subgroup of the triploid AAA cultivars of Musa acuminata. But the issue is that there are hundreds of varieties of banana over there, but people barely heard about the other cultivars other than Cavendish. The other issue is that there is not that much banana production in the United States. Instead, United States is number one banana importer in the world, and they they spend a lot of money on import and transportation of banana each year. Hawaii is the only state in the United States that has banana production in commercial scale. After that, we have Florida state, which has a little banana production, but it's not in commercial scale, and it's only for local consumption. Now let's talk about banana browning. Banana browning is the major post-harvest concern of banana during handling and marketing. It is considered as a physiological disorder, not a pathogenic one. It's a natural phenomenon happened during ripening and senescence. Although the stresses, especially chilling injury, can produce browning in banana as well. Initially, the spots are very small and brown in color, and then the number and size of the, these spots will be higher, and finally they become black and overlap, and they will cover the whole fruit. As we expect, it reduces the attractiveness of fruit and marketing value. Most of the consumers assume that the brown banana is rotten, and they don't consume it, and they just throw it away, which is not necessarily true. Some cultivars are more susceptible to browning, and some others are not. Also, in some cultivars, browning happens in earlier stages, and in the other ones, it happens when they are ripe or overripe. In this slide, I try to summarize banana mechanism. As I mentioned, it's a natural phenomenon of ripening senescence, and also the oxidative stress could make browning. So all of this together can make free radicals named hydrogen peroxide, which cause cell membrane degradation and lipid peroxidation. This lipid peroxidation activates an enzyme named lipoxygenase. And this enzyme will activate three other enzymes, including polyphenol oxidase, peroxidase, and phenylalanine ammonia lyase. These three enzymes have the same substrate, which is phenolic compounds, mostly dopamine, which is a colorless compound in vacuole. Oxidation happens on this compound, and during different stages, it's going to convert to a brown melanin. And that's the way that browning happens in banana. So based on this information, we decided to design an experiment with these objectives to determine the effects of maturity stage on peel and pulp browning discoloration, to determine browning susceptibility of different banana cultivars in the southeastern United States, and to determine the role of two main browning enzymes, including PPO and POD, on browning process in banana peel and pulp tissue. We selected our banana plants from southeastern United States, from Pahokee in Florida State. We chose the commercial cultivar, which is Williams. As I said, it's triploid AAA. And the other five cultivars, including Fia1, Huamua, Candarian, Pisang Raja, and Saba, with different genomes and ploidy. Banana fruits were harvested at full three-quarter stage of maturity, and then we put them in the storage room at 20 degrees centigrade and 95% of relative humidity, and we just let them to be ripe. Samples were subsequently separated into four different maturity stages, including mature green, transitional, fully ripe, and ripe. And overripe, sorry. After we chose the samples from each maturity stage, we cut them and prepared the samples, and we immediately stored them at minus 80 degrees centigrade until further analysis. All samples preparation, extraction, and all of the enzyme activity procedure were performed under amber fluorescent lightening condition to prevent photooxidation. Then the degree of browning and activity of peroxidase and polyphenol oxidase measured. We also took pictures of all of the fruits in every single stage of maturity, so we can see the difference not only in the shape and size and color of different cultivars. We can see the browning process during maturity stages, and we can compare the cultivars based on this browning. So in this slide, I want to compare the degree of browning of all six cultivars during maturity stage and between two tissues, peel and pulp. I know it looks a huge table with a lot of data, but I try to make it easier to understand. So the first thing that we can see is that in all of the cultivars, degree of browning, or DOB, is increasing with progressing of maturity stages, which makes sense. Then, if we just consider fully ripe stage in each tissue, peel and pulp, since that's the stage that consumers are interested to buy the fruit and consume the fruit, in general, degree of browning of pulp is higher than peel. And if you look at the bold data, we can notice that Huamua has the highest values of degree of browning in both peel and pulp tissues. In peel tissue, Saba cultivar has the lowest value of degree of browning, and the pulp tissue, Saba and Fia1 also have the lowest degree of browning. I just separated those two columns of fully ripe because I would like to compare it with the photos that we took. And it seems like the data are coincide with the photo. So as I mentioned, Huamua showed the highest degree of browning in both tissues, peel and pulp, which makes sense based on the picture that we can see. And Saba in both peel and pulp, and Fia in pulp, showed the lowest degree of browning, which is again coincide with the picture. For polyphenol oxidase activity, again in this slide, we can compare PEEL and POLP together. The similar result as DOB we have here. The values in POLP is generally higher than PEEL, and actually significantly higher. Again, Huamua cultivar, which is shown with bold data, has the highest values of activity of PPO. I separated the data based on tissues, so it's going to be less complicated to follow the data. The first thing that we can notice in this table is that in all cultivars, activity of PPO is decreasing during maturity stages. So we can see that in FIA1, Huamua, and Pisang Raja, mature green actually showed the highest activity of PPO. Kandarian, Saba, and Williams, although they didn't show any significant change in polyphenol oxidase activity during time. In pulp, the situation is a little different. For FIA, fully ripe and overripe had the highest activity. Huamua showed the highest activity in transitional stage. Kandarian, Pisang Raja, and Williams showed the highest activity in mature green, and Saba showed the highest activity in fully ripe stage. Again, for peroxidase activity, pulp had the highest values compared to the peel, and again, Huamua is the cultivar with the highest activity of POD. For pulp, in addition to Huamua, FIA and Williams have high activity of POD as well. If we want to compare the cultivars in separate tables of peel and pulp tissue, we can see that FIA and Huamua mature green showed the highest activity, and the activity is decreasing during time. But the activity of POD during maturity stages in Kandarian, Pisang Raja, Saba, and Williams were not significant. And for pulp, it's a little different. The highest activity in FIA, Pisang Raja, and Saba were observed in overripe stage. But in Huamua, Kandarian, and Williams, we can see it in transitional stage, and even for Huamua, we can have it in mature green. So as a conclusion, as I mentioned at the beginning of my presentation, browning is the main post-harvest issue of banana during handling and marketing. Browning limits shelf life of the banana and reduces its commercial value. Browning susceptibility in banana cultivars varies. Based on what we saw in my results, Huamua was the most susceptible cultivar to browning. The less susceptible cultivars were FIA1 and Saba. And the commercial cultivar, which is Williams, we can say that it has a moderate susceptibility. It is located somewhere between Huamua, which is the high susceptible one, and Saba and FIA. The other thing that we got from these results is that PPO and POD, as I mentioned, are two involving enzymes in browning. But it seems like these two are not enough to understand the whole process of browning. As I mentioned, there are four enzymes involving, so we have planned to measure phenylalanine ammoniolase, which is actually I'm working on now. And I have planned to measure LOX as well. So we're going to have a general better idea to see what's going on in browning process of these different cultivars. Our data highlights the importance of maturity and selection of genotypes adaptable to southeastern United States, destined for development of local niche market and health promotion. There are some continuous researches to be found out to understand enzymatic browning and the relationship among the decomposition enzymes and the development of the brown color. And these are some of the literature citations that I used for this research. And at the end, I would like to thank my major professor, Dr. Woods, who's not here, unfortunately, and the other committee members, Dr. Wall, Dr. Kessler, Dr. Winson, Dr. Fanza, and Dr. Jagannathan. And the last, but not the least, I would like to thank my kitty, who was always in every single step of my research. Thank you.